Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks so much for joining us on this High School Sports Saturday, week number two of this brand new show. And we're pleased to be joined by the head coach of the number one team in 4A boys basketball here in Minnesota, the Eden Prairie Eagles, and David Flom. And Dave, congrats on a great season. Your team's really playing well.
Yeah, thanks. Obviously, it's a lot of fun, and we've been building towards this season for the last several years, so we're off to a great start.
Yeah, and before we went on the air, you talked about senior leadership, and that's paying huge dividends for this team.
Yeah, I mean, it's very unique that we have 4 3-year starters. That's unique, certainly at the 4A level, but at any level. And furthermore, we've got 4 guys that have a chance to score 1,000 points in their career all in the same class, which hasn't happened before either.
Yeah, and you have really good balance. 4 guys averaging in double figures, and I'm sure night in and night out, other teams go into it. It's kind of pick your poison, if you will, on who you're going to try and shut down.
Yeah, no question. We are very effective from the three-point line, shooting over 43% on the season as a team. And then we've got Austin Andrews that is outstanding in the post. And then Drake Dobbs can get cause lots of problems by getting to the rim. So, yeah, you're exactly right. You have to choose what to take away, and luckily we have lots of options.
Yeah, and a ton of balance as well, and really a good bench. This team complements each other so well.
Yeah, no doubt. And the great thing is that everybody has embraced their role, and it's all really about winning and what it takes to have success. And it doesn't matter who scores on a certain night, and everybody's bought into that.
And it's going to be fun to go to the gym after all your years at the helm at Eden Prairie to know you have a team night in and night out that has the depth, the experience. That has to make it a lot of fun to coach.
Well, you know, it can be stressful night in, night out, and, you know, thankfully, this year there hasn't been a lot of stress because our guys are so dialed in and focused. And you're exactly right with the word consistency. We've just been so dialed in our practice and our preparation. And guys are on a mission, and you can feel it. So we're very calm and confident, having a great time because of it.
And an outstanding schedule. You look at the top 10, and you've played a lot of those teams. Wins over Creighton, Durham Hall, Prior Lake's a good team. Eastview is outstanding. I've had a chance to see the Lightning play. We know Lakeville North, year in and year out, have a very well-coached team. I saw Eastridge this year. Shakopee's very good. Chaska's outstanding. Boy, you've played a lot of great teams already.
Yeah, we try to load up our schedule as much as we can every year just to prepare us for, you know, the season in March that matters the most. And thankfully, we've been able to not only beat those teams, but, you know, at least by the score, we've been able to handle a lot of them in the differential in score. They've been more competitive than maybe the score shows, but we're lucky with how well we've been playing and, you know, looking forward to a couple more big games this week.
Yeah, no doubt. At Hopkins, you'll be at the Lindbergh Center on Thursday night. And then you'll play Park Center at Anoka Ramsey Community College next Saturday in a matinee. That's about as tough a week as you get. 2 ranked teams, 2 very good teams.
Yeah, so, you know, obviously looking forward to it. So we're staying focused. And we talked a little bit this week that this could very well be, you know, a precursor for the state tournament. I mean, both those teams are likely to be in the state tournament, and it could be a state semifinal kind of game and a state final game on a Thursday and Saturday, and not putting the horses before the cart, but, you know, that's a possibility.
Now, is there a challenge in all of this when you have the number one team in the state and they've played so well and are unbeaten, not to let them get overconfident, Dave? Is that part of the deal in your role?
Yeah, I mean, that's a big piece of it, and that kind of goes back to that leadership part. And this team, you know, when they were sophomores, were a basket away from playing in the state championship, and, you know, that was great to get there. But felt, you know, very strongly like they wanted to get further. And last year we had a disappointing first round game to Lakeville North, so in the state tournament. So these guys are dialed in, and we've really taken an opposite approach. Instead of talking about state championships, we're using some of PJ Flex lines of just go 1-0 against each team. And so we want to go 1-0 against Hopkins on Thursday. And we've done a good job of just being, trying to get better each day. And hopefully the rest of it will take care of itself.
Yeah, and tell us a little bit about that game at Anoka Ramsey Community College on Saturday. How did all of that come together? Or is it a tournament of some sort?
Yeah, so actually it's the Minnesota State boys basketball, or actually not boys basketball, basketball Hall of Fame that has started the last couple of years. So I think we guys had a little feature on that with all the teams, the other guys that were and gals that were admitted into the Hall of Fame here this last week. So this is the first annual event that is surrounded with the idea of it's called the Hall of Fame Classic. So there are actually three games that day for boys, and I think three for the girls. And so they set that up, and we agreed to play Park Center. And another unique thing of that is actually we're going to play with a shot clock.
Nice. All right. Well, Dave, pleasure to visit with you. Hopefully we can visit again a little bit later on in the season, but congrats on the great start and that number one ranking.
All right. Very good. Thanks.
All right. There they are, the Eden Prairie Eagles, the real deal. I have not been out to see them play. They took down Wayzata 75-55 last time out. And as we pointed out, Eden Prairie boys hoops, they have a big week coming up. They get Hopkins and, of course, the Royals got beat. More on that when we run down the scores in a moment from boys hoops on Friday night. But once again, Eden Prairie beat Wayzata 75-55. They're at Hopkins at the Lindbergh Center. Should be a huge crowd for that Lake Conference showdown. And then Saturday, as we mentioned, they'll be up at that event at Anoka Ramsey Community College, and they will play Park Center, scheduled to start 4:15. Should be a good crowd for that. But you look at the quality of their wins this year, beating Creighton-Durham Hall, wins at Prior Lake and Eastview. They won at East Ridge. They beat Shakopee by 20. They beat Chaska by 13. So Eden Prairie, with all that senior leadership, the real deal. And once again, a big thanks to head coach Dave Flom. He's been at the helm for 14 years. We got a great show lined up for you. Coming up a little bit later on, we'll talk Elk River girls basketball. They had a big win over Park Center, and the Pirates have a really good team. Elk River, one of the elite teams out of the Northwest Suburban. And Jeremy DiGiovanni will join us and talk about the Elks. That's coming up later on in the program. Also coming up, Tim Sager, longtime coach at White Bear Lake, will talk about his Bears team. They were ranked number one. They stubbed their toe against Irondale. They've come back with two wins. They get Minnetonka on Senior Day today, a 3 o'clock matinee against the Skippers at Vadnais. So we'll get into that with Tim a little bit later on in the program as well. Let's get you up to date on what transpired. Some big Friday night games in boys basketball. Number one, or I should say number 5, 4A, Chaska beat Bloomington Jefferson 71-66. Our good friend Kevin Lynch, his alma mater, played tough, but they fall. Number 3, 4A, Creighton-Durham Hall beat Roseville 68-45. Number 3, 3A, De La Salle knocks off Hopkins 64-46. Evan Boyd leads the Islanders with 16. And, of course, the Royals' great player, Kerwin Walton, had 23. He had half the Royals' points, not nearly enough. De La Salle beats Hopkins 64-46. And when you look at those rankings, De La Salle, of course, number 3 in 3A, Hopkins number 7 in 4A. A number 8, 4A, East Ridge down Forest Lake, 76-47. Number 4, 4A, Eastview beat Apple Valley, 71-58. Eastview's got a really nice team, and they are 10-1. And I wouldn't be surprised if they continue to creep up right behind Eden Prairie in the rankings. And as we pointed out, number 1, 4A, Eden Prairie beat Wayzata 75-55 last night. Prior Lake took down number 10, 4A Lakeville South, 71-64 in overtime. Prior Lake, a really solid team outside of the top 10 right now. That could change going forward. That was a game that really stood out. Meanwhile, number 9, 4A Tartan, down St. Thomas Academy, 76-38. Number 6, 4A Shakopee beat Burnsville, 83-56. So those are some of the feature scores from Friday night in boys basketball. As we talked about, number 1, 4A Eden Prairie, number 1, 3A Minnehaha Academy. They haven't played a game since they had that big win over Park Center and Sierra Canyon, of course, at Target Center. And they will finally play again Monday when they meet Breck at Minnehaha Academy. That's Monday night at 7 o'clock. Jumping over to 2A, the number one team in boys basketball here in the state, Caledonia. They have a game with Minneapolis North. Once again, they play Minneapolis North today. And Minneapolis North ranked number 4, so that's number 4 against number 1. And in 1A, Bold, the number 1 team, Bold at 10-0. And, of course, you're tuned in to the High School Sports Saturday Show. Steve Thompson, Jonathan Lowe is our producer here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. It is a High School Sports Saturday, a brand new program here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. Right now we're going to talk girls basketball, and Jeremy DiGiovanni joins us, head coach at Elk River, and congrats to the Elks right now, ranked in the top 10, and a big win on your resume over Park Center. And coach, that had to be maybe the win of the year, beating the Pirates.
It certainly was an exciting game for us. Our kids came out and played extremely well on both ends of the floor throughout the entire game against a team that we know is very talented, and we have a lot of respect for what they've done so far.
Yeah, and Park Center has some good wins on their resume already this year, so when it comes to the Northwest Suburban, that one really has to stand out. And what is a solid girls basketball league?
Yeah, it is. Our conference, I feel, is becoming more and more balanced as the season goes on. There's really good teams on both sides and both divisions, and we know that playing throughout our conference schedule, it's going to only make us better as we get further down the season here and head towards playoffs at the end of February.
And I suppose any coach wants to challenge your team, and have you been able to do that so far? Do you feel like your schedule is one where you're challenging your team week in and week out?
Yeah, definitely. We knew that we had an experienced team coming back with our top 8 players from last year returning, and so we tried to set our schedule up between our Northwest Suburban games and then our non-conference. We really tried to challenge our kids to get better each and every game and be in the best position possible at the end of the season to make a postseason run, knowing that we're in an extremely tough section as well.
Tough one against Blaine later in the week. You had the win over Park Center, and then you fell to the Blaine Bengals. You led by 7 at the half, and then the roof caved in a little bit. What happened in that game against Blaine?
Well, I think we really just got away from doing some of the things that have made us successful so far. We weren't as strong defensively as what we typically are. We didn't shoot well offensively, and didn't get as much ball movement in, but I have to give a ton of credit to Coach Bruce Stewen and his girls. They're playing extremely well. We knew that was going to be a tough game before we even got on the bus at Park Center, and I felt our kids were ready initially, but Blaine, once they settled down on Thursday night, their girls showed their experience and their toughness and were able to take us out of the things that we do well.
Now let's talk a little bit about your team and the players that really make it go. Your two leading scorers in double figures. Talk about those players a little bit.
Lydia Hawk is senior point guard for us. She's returning for her fourth year. She's actually the one player left that played considerable minutes on our team from the 2017 state championship. Lydia has gotten better each and every season. She's steadily has improved on both ends of the floor. She makes smart decisions. The thing that I'm most proud of her for this year is how much her defense has improved, and it's become a key for us on that end of the floor to be able to help shut other teams' perimeter players down. So she's had a really, really nice start to the season. Joanna Langben is a 6'2 junior post. She's a third-year varsity starter now. Joe does so many things for us. She's definitely an inside presence offensively as well as defensively. I think one of the things that we as a team notice a lot with Joe and people in the stands will notice is that she is a very aggressive, tough rebounder. She tends to rise up above everybody else and go get loose balls that not too many kids are going to go get, because she just comes flying through the air and snatches it out of nowhere and helps us cover up some things defensively where maybe we give up open shots or drives to the hoop. She's able to help us on the defensive end.
And coming up next, you're on the road at Totino Grace, and the season goes on. It's amazing, though, you get into January, how quick it goes. There's still a lot of hoops to play, but you can kind of see the end of the season from here already.
A little bit. We try to break the season down into three parts. You know, we have that pre-Christmas stretch where we're getting our feet under us and seeing what kind of team we have. This part of the season now from New Year's until about the middle of February, where we're into a regular rhythm with our conference teams, trying to get better each and every game as we go through. And then, that third part is the most important, the postseason. We're not quite ready for that yet. We know we have a lot of tough games coming up here in our conference, as well as a couple more non-conference games. We have Moorhead, which is a tough section opponent for us coming up next weekend. So we're not quite ready to look too far ahead to the end yet. We just got to worry about Totino Grace. They have a very good team with some talented players coming back. Carla Myers is very tough on the offensive end, and Leah Denegrud, transfer kid in that can light up the scoreboard. So we're going to have to be ready to play on Tuesday night to get back on the right track.
Well, Jeremy, good to visit with you. Congrats on another fine year for the Elk River Elks. Once again, ranked number 8 in the latest poll. Have a good day.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
All right, there he is, Jeremy DiGiovanni, joining us, coaching the Elk River Elks. And as we pointed out, they're back at it against Totino on the road at Totino Grace in Fridley Tuesday night, 7 o'clock. They got beat by Blaine 62-54, so kind of soaking in the win over Park Center, and then got beat by a solid Blaine team 62-54. The Elks are 9-4 out of the gate and playing the tough Northwest Suburban Conference. We'll have the scores from Friday night from some of the key games in a moment, but let's recap the rankings as they stand right now. From the Minnesota Basketball News, number one, 4A, Hopkins, Page, Beckers & Company, Farmington, Wayzata, Centennial, St. Michael, Albertville, the top five, Rosemont at 6, then it's Chaska, Elk River, Park Center, and Stillwater rounding out the top 10. In 3A, De La Salle, number 1, Academy of Holy Angels, 2, Becker, 3, Simley, 4, Austin, 5. In 2A, the number 1, Sauk Center, and in 1A, the number 1, Mineota. Here's some scores from Friday night around the state. Among the girls, some of the key games. Number 7, 4A Chaska beat Bloomington Jefferson 67-24. Number 1, 3A De La Salle beat Ridgefield 81-56. Number 2, 2A Fergus Falls beat Sartell St. Stephen 55-47. Number 10, 3A Hill Murray beat South St. Paul 74-29. Some lopsided scores. Here's another one. Number 7, 3A Marshall beat Pipestone 69-37. Number 3, 2A Minnehaha Academy beat Providence 58-52. Number 6, 3A Red Wing all over Albert Lee is 79 64 the final. Number 6, 4A Rosemount beat Farmington 72-66. The number 1 team in 2A, Sauk Center, took down Bold 77-49. So good win there for Sauk Center, the number 2 team, or I should say the number 1 team in 2A. A couple other scores. Number 4, 3A, Simley beat Matamidi 66-53. The number 9 team in 3A, St. Paul Como Park, walloped Harding 94-33. Number 10, 4A, Moundsview beat, or number 10, 4A, Stillwater beat Moundsview 70-59. And finally, number 3, 4A, Wayzata beat Eden Prairie in a dandy 68-65. I saw Wayzata play earlier this year at Park Center, and they have an outstanding team. We've got much more coming up on our high school sports Saturday show. We're going to talk boys hockey. Former number 1 team in the state, White Bear Lake, has dropped a bit in the rankings, but they are back in track after getting upset by Irondale 4-1. Longtime White Bear Lake head coach Tim Sager joins us next. Following the weather here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. It is a high school sports Saturday here on News Talk, 830-WCCO, and we're going to talk boys hockey right now. The number 4 team in 2A, White Bear Lake, and their head coach, Tim Sager. And, Coach, congrats on a great start to this season.
Thank you so much, Steve. You know, we're off and going, and, you know, we've already had some dramatic stuff go on already, but, you know, we're a senior-laden team. We got 12 seniors, so... you know, we're just grinding and trying to get better every day.
You were able to sit in that number 1 spot, and then giant target on your back, and Irondale snuck up and beat you 4-1. I understand that Irondale goalie was just lights out.
Yeah, he was, you know, and it was a great lesson for our guys. I think we were rated number 1 for 18 hours, and I don't know if we were mature enough to handle it right away, but... you know, we played a lot of perimeter hockey, and he made some great saves. I think the final shots were like 50-20, but we ended up, their whole team did a nice job. They blocked a lot of shots. I think we had 29 shots that were either blocked or missed the net. So shots were about 79-24, but wow. Yeah, the young man did a tremendous job.
Yeah, and it's one of those, when you do get that number 1 spot, you do have a bigger target on your back, and you got to give teams credit. But I'm glad you brought it up, Coach, because it is an opportunity to learn in victory and particularly defeat. I'm sure when you were able to get back on the ice the next day, you talked a lot about that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, it's wonderful coaching. I've been doing this for 34 years. We try and talk about lessons in life, and you know that you got to be good all the time, and you can't shortcut yourself. And you know, we had a tremendous game the other night against Stillwater, where you know for 2 periods they took it to us, and you know we weren't working as hard as we possibly could, not executing our system. And about 10 minutes to go, it clicked in with this group of seniors and got after it, and you know, executed down the road or down the stretch, and you know, got a power play late, and they executed on that, and then we scored with about 12 seconds left on a 6-on-5, and you know, won it in overtime. So you know, we're still searching for that recipe of putting together 51 good minutes, and you know, that's a challenge for us. And today we got a big challenge with Minnetonka coming in, and you know, Goldie does a great job with those guys, and they got a quality team, so we're going to have to earn everything that comes our way.
Yeah, and it is a matinee, and a lot going on today.
Oh, yeah. You know, we got senior day on top of that, so getting the boys back refocused and after introductions and just ready to play hockey. And, you know, you got to rely on your systems, and these guys have been able to do that.
Yeah, and we still got a long way to go in the regular season, but that section, and I'm sure it doesn't take long to think about, you know, the section and getting over the hump in the sections. And I know earlier in the year you took down that great rival Hill Murray 3-2 at Aldrich, and the idea that you kind of take it one game at a time, but ultimately everyone's playing for that opportunity to get to state.
Absolutely. You know, it's been on our, you know, this this group of seniors as sophomores got thrown into the fire right away, and you know, we're lucky enough and worked extremely hard coming out of winning a double-A Bantam championship. You know, they gained great, you know, opportunity and experience. You know, as sophomores, we lost in the section final last year. As juniors, you know, they had experienced that the year before, understanding what's going on and get over the nerves and stay focused on the task at hand, and did a tremendous job. And now this year, as seniors, it's a new role. Now they're passing that experience on, and how we do things and how to execute our system to the younger guys.
Let's talk a little bit about your team and some of the guys, and look at the goaltending, and a guy who's logged the lion's share of the minutes between the pipes. His goals against average is rock solid. His save percentage is rock solid. Really starts with goaltending, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You know, your goaltender's got to be your best guy on the rink. You know, he makes up for all the mistakes that anybody else makes along the way. And, you know, senior goaltender Tyler Steffens has done a tremendous job this year. Last year, he split time with the senior we had in there, Evan Foss, and gained a lot of experience. But he was that winning goaltender as a double-A Bantam. So they know they've been in these high-intense situations and got to stay focused. And he's really prepared himself and works extremely hard. Our goalie coach, Derek Simon, does a tremendous job with all of our goalies, and you know he's just been rock solid this year.
Yeah, and you've got a lot of balance up front scoring as well. You've got, you know, three guys with 20 plus points already. You got a couple of guys with 17 points each. I'm sure having scoring balance is something a coach really or helps a coach sleep at night.
Absolutely. Our forwards coach, Sean Padden, does a tremendous job with these guys. He was their Bantam coach 3 years ago, getting that secondary scoring. I mean, no matter if it's our white line, our orange line, or our gray line. The other night, our third line, our gray line, did a tremendous job. Great athletes out there, and they just kept it simple. Why orange and white were trying to figure it out. So, yes, having balanced scoring and where you can get scoring from all the lines, it sure does. It makes my job a lot easier.
And with five guys, double-digit assists already, it looks like a very unselfish team.
Yes. I mean, they know. I mean, you know, I was asked a question, Steve, a couple weeks ago and about our guys, or someone made a comment that, you know, how are we doing this when we don't have anybody that on the recruiting slip the top 100? And I said, well, there's a lot of people missing some good hockey players over on our side of the river, but with that said, they know they need one another. We don't have a guy that you can, quote, turn to and say, hey, go score us a goal. They need to execute the system. We got some tremendous players. But just, you know, polishing and making the system work, and that's what we did the other night against Stillwater the last 10, 12 minutes, and got back to, you know, White Bear hockey, getting pucks in deep and just outworking people.
Well, Coach, good to visit with you. I know it's a busy day. Thanks for the time.
Hey, absolutely, and go Bears. Appreciate it, Steve.
There he is, Tim Sager, a longtime head coach at White Bear Lake, and the Bears get Minnetonka today at Vadnais, 3 o'clock, senior day. Here are the latest rankings. Rosemont, now number one, and the rankings provided by Let's Play Hockey. How about that? The Irish on top. Eden Prairie falls to 2, Andover 3, White Bear Lake 4, Maple Grove 5, then it's Moorhead, Blake, Hill Murray, Lakeville South, and Wayzata. And there's a lot of movement in and out of the top 10. Lakeville South was not ranked, and they move in to that top 10. And I would expect more movement as these teams shuffle. There's a lot of balance among the good teams here in the state. Meanwhile, in 1A, Warroad ranked number 1. Hermantown 2, St. Cloud Cathedral 3, Orono 4, East Grand Forks 5, then Matamidi, Duluth, Denfeld, Little Falls, Alexandria, and Gentry Academy ranked number 10. And speaking of Warroad, they had a big game with Roseau, and the Rams roared back to beat them 5-4. The hand Warroad their first loss of the year. Get this score, 3-0 Warroad after 1, 4-1 after 2. The Rams scored 4 unanswered in the third period, at Roseau Memorial Arena to win it. How about that? Maybe the marquee game of the week in boys hockey, that great rivalry between Aurora Road and Roseau. Great stuff up there. And, of course, busy schedule as always on a Saturday. We talked about that matinee, White Bear Lake and Minnetonka today at 3 o'clock. Some other matinees, Blake Breck today at 3 o'clock. That's Anderson Ice Arena. Great rivalry there. Duluth East takes on Eden Prairie at the Eden Prairie Community Center. The Hounds aren't ranked, but look out. They always get better as you move later in the year. Elk River Zimmerman takes on Spring Lake Park at Fogarty today. I saw Elk River Zimmerman earlier in the week. They've got a couple of top-end players, but in the standings have been struggling a little bit. Maple Grove takes on Coon Rapids. Could be a long day for the Cardinals there. Some other games of note, a pretty good rivalry. East Metro, Stillwater, and Forest Lake go at it. Ton of matinees on the schedule around the Twin Cities area. Meanwhile, a couple of good teams at Braemar. Lakeville South takes on Edina tonight, and that one they'll drop the puck at 7:30. All right, quick break. We have got much more coming up on our High School Sports Saturday show. We'll talk girls hockey, and Steve Pergeon, head coach of Breck, the number one team in 1A girls hockey. They took down former number one Andover in a big showdown 1 week ago today. And we'll talk about Breck girls hockey coming up here on News Talk 830-WCCO. It is 12:47, 13 before 1 o'clock. High School Sports Saturday underway. Tech Talk with Doug Swindahart coming up following the news and weather at 1. Mike Max from San Francisco in Levi's Stadium, where the Vikes get ready to take on the 49ers later today. Of course, Henry Lake, our Purple pregame show at 2:30. Then our Timberwolves pregame show at 3:30. Now, the Wolves on the road, they play at Houston today. And then tonight, our Purple postgame show with Henry and Jeff Diamond. Your calls, win or lose, between the Vikes and the 49ers. So a very busy sports day. And right now we're pleased to be joined by Steve Pergeon, head coach Breck girls hockey. And Breck having a great season this year. And Coach, thanks so much for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, and let's talk a little bit about your team. Huge win 1 week ago today that really stood out. I talked about number one 2A and number one 1A, and you were able to beat Andover that day 5-4 at Anderson Ice Arena. What a win for your team.
It was a really special win. What made it, you know, we knew it was going to be a really good battle. I had the opportunity to watch that team play a couple times, and I knew that they were incredibly well coached. They had a great depth of talent at the forwards, defense, and goaltender. And it was, we knew it was going to be a battle. The kids came out flying, playing really, really good hockey. And we went into the locker room down 2-0. And what made the game really special in my eyes was the fact that they kept battling back, and we ended up winning 5-4. We put up 4 unanswered goals in the second period, and it just was a really good battle with a really good Andover team.
Yeah, and you were able to knock them out of the top spot. Edina moves to number one in 2A, Andover number two. And you brought up their coach, Melissa Volk. She joined us a week ago, and they really do have a ton of scoring depth. I've had a chance to see Andover a ton. I live in the northern suburbs over the years, and there is so much skill. I mean, you've really got to be proud that you were able to shut that team down to the point where you're able to win the game.
Yeah, it's when we were looking at their stats, I think that their power play is somewhere around 40 or 45%.
Wow.
And one of the messages we gave our girls was, you know, stay out of the penalty box or it's going to be a long night. So,
yeah, great win for sure. And then you followed it up with two wins this particular week. And, of course, you got Blake looming your arch rival next Tuesday, and we'll get into that in more detail coming up. But I had spies at that game interest of full disclosure, my nephew Jack's a goalie on the boys' team. So there you go. A lot of family in the building to see that win over Andover.
Yeah, you know, again, it was. I can't speak enough about, you know, the efforts from both. You know, we had a couple goals out of what we call the orange line, Olivia Mobley, and a couple goals out of our white line with Sadie Lindsay and Ava Lindsay, and some really nice passing plays. And you know, our defense, they all are playing really well, and we've got some very strong defense with, you know, Emily Zumwinkel and Ellie Kleppinger. And our goaltending, you know, she's the goaltender that played that evening, young goaltender, a freshman, Sarah Peterson. You know, she came into the program this year, joining us after, you know, her team won the U-15-8 tournament, state tournament last year out of Edina. She's joined our program and been absolutely phenomenal in nets for us. So,
yeah, and you brought up Olivia Mobley, 32 goals, 53 points this year. That is elite scoring.
It really is. She is a very special player. She, you know, one of the things that's kind of a cornerstone for her is her work ethic. She's got, you know, along with the fact that she's got very good size, she's strong, she's quick. The thing that, in addition to that, that she brings to practice is just a tenacity and a fierce competitor attitude each and every time she shows up. And, you know, people ask me about how she practices, and the reality is she's a player that shows up at practice literally like she's still trying to make the team every day. And so it's really inspirational for her teammates.
Yeah, and that's great leadership for sure. And I would assume if Olivia wants to, she's going to play at the next level.
She is. She's already committed to Quinnipiac, so wow. She's going to be going out east, yeah.
Yeah, outstanding. Good for her. Steve Purgeon joining us, Breck head coach, and arch rivals Blake up next on Tuesday. And I suppose you don't need to get anybody fired up for that. They're gonna be ready to go, and there'll be an extra jump in practice on Monday, I'm sure.
I think there will be. I think, you know, one of the things I've talked to the captains about is it's been quite some time since Breck has actually been able to beat Blake. So I know that they're going to be very excited about it. Again, you know, you face Blake. They're incredibly well coached. They have very good, you know, very good position players at every part of the rink. And so we know it's going to certainly be a really great test for the girls.
That'll be a big one at Andrews-Sinais Arena, great facility on Tuesday. Blake and Breck go at it. And you can see the end of the season. It goes really quick. The regular season finale coming up at YZ at Plymouth Ice Center on the 31st. And then all of a sudden it's section time. It's amazing how quick the season's gone.
It really is. I mean, we're 19 games into the year, and we've got six left to wrap up, you know, what we call season one. And then we get into the section play. And, you know, even between now and when we wrap up with Wayzata, we've got what we believe to be some very competitive both single-A and double-A games. So it's going to continue to help us along the process of being prepared for February.
And the ultimate goal, getting to St. Paul and the Xcel Energy Center. Well, Steve, pleasure to visit with you. Thanks so much for joining us. Good luck Tuesday night against Blake.
Thank you very much.
There he is, Steve Purgeon, head coach at Breck. They had a big win over then number one Andover in 2A last Saturday, 5-4. As a result of that, looking at the rankings, courtesy of Let's Play Hockey, Edina number one, Andover two, Minnetonka three, Eden Prairie four, Blake a 2A school at five, then Maple Grove, Stillwater, Holy Family, Forest Lake, and Apple Valley. And in 1A, the solid number one, Breck, Warroad the two, Cloquet, Asco, Carlton, Hutchinson, and South St. Paul round out the top five. Proctor, Hermantown, Mound West, Tonka, Chisago Lakes, Rochester, Leward, and Matamidi round out the 1A rankings. And once again, by the end of January, it is all over, and then it's on to section play for the girls, so the season goes really, really quick. And coming up on future shows, of course, we'll continue to visit with high school boys and girls basketball and hockey coaches, but we're going to get the other winter sports involved. We're going to talk wrestling. We're going to talk all the other winter sports as well here on a high school sports Saturday here at News Talk 830 WCCO. A lot of good games on the schedule today, including Minnetonka takes on Edina at Braemar today. That'll be a big challenge. Skippers and Hornets today at 3 at Braemar. That's one of the feature games. Some other games today. Blaine goes to Andover tonight. Andover ranked number 2. I'm not so sure I'd want to be a Blaine this evening taking on the Huskies as well. Centennial takes on Wayzata and Plymouth at 7 o'clock. Among the feature girls games. Big thanks to all the coaches who are good enough to join us today. Dave Flom, head coach, number 1 Eden Prairie Boys Hoops. Also joining us, number 8 Elk River Girls Hoops. Jeremy DiGiovanni, good enough to check in on the program. And, of course, highly ranked boys hockey, White Bear Lake, head coach Tim Sager. And a moment ago, Steve Persian from the number 1 team in 1A girls hockey, Breck, joining us on our weekly High School Sports Saturday show. Brand new show, week number 2. We're going to continue going forward through the spring sports season. Of course, twin schedule permitting as we move into the spring here on News Talk, E3O WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.